Well, as we've just heard there, some of those in the bushfire-affected communities are calling for more hazard reduction burns. But could they have made a difference this season? That's certainly the argument being put by some. But experts and those in charge of the firefighting efforts say this kind of fuel management isn't a panacea. And they warn that short of concreting the entire country, it's impossible to eliminate the bushfire risk. Julia Holman reports.
For months now, there's been debate raging about whether insufficient hazard reduction burns have fuelled this season's devastation. Today, high-profile backbencher Barnaby Joyce again weighed into the argument.
Have you ever seen a footpath on fire? Well, no, because there's nothing there to burn.
The Nationals MP told Channel 7 this morning that green tape is stopping preventative fire measures from taking place.
I believe, and this is my view, there are too many caveats, let's call them green caveats, that impede people's capacity to fight fires.
He's calling for more burns, tree clearing, and the development of more dams to make firefighting efforts easier in the future.
Fuel reductions, access to water, keeping roads clear, making sure we don't have tree clearing guidelines, which basically make it impossible for people to take the protective action that they need to.
But the man in charge of New South Wales' bushfire fighting efforts told the same program that Barnaby Joyce's claims that environmental restrictions are hampering efforts are nonsense.
The environmental clearances are invariably not our problem with hazard reduction burning. Our biggest challenge with hazard reduction is the weather and the windows available to do it safely and effectively.
The New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says it's climate change that's impeding his agency's preparation.
There's no doubt that we see longer, hotter fire seasons, which then correlates with shorter periods where you typically get your safest period for burning.
Shane Fitzsimmons says while hazard reduction burns have a place, they aren't a panacea. And on the ABC this morning, he reminded viewers that these burns can be both unpopular and risky.
Let's not forget, only a matter of months ago, in New South Wales, we were public enemy number one because a byproduct of hazard reduction burning is smoke. You can't have prescribed burning, you can't have hazard reduction burning without a byproduct being smoke.
Dr. Richard Thornton is the CEO of the Bushfire and Natural Hazards CRC.
We do need to look at how we do hazard reduction burning more effectively, if you like, because we know that it's more effective if you do clearing very close to properties, for example.
He warns that no amount of fuel reduction burning can eliminate the fire risk.
The hazard reduction burning only reduces fuel. It doesn't completely remove the fuel. So no amount of hazard reduction burning, short of concreting everything, will remove all of the fuel.
Yesterday, the Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, moved to shut down calls for a massive increase in fuel reduction burns. And the state's fire chief, Steve Warrington, says the debate has descended into hysteria and an emotional load of rubbish.
The reality is we've had fire down the landscape here that has had burns go right through it, and it hasn't slowed it up at all. And so the emotive argument is not supported that fuel reduction burning on a large scale will fix all our problems.
Today, the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian wouldn't be drawn into the debate over whether there should be more hazard reduction burns.
Our focus at the moment in New South Wales is on the recovery effort. And I think everybody who has their own agenda to push should actually think about the people who we have to support at this time. Of course, we need to look at the broader issues that people are concerned about. Of course, you need to look at hazard reduction. Of course, you need to look at backburning. Of course, you need to look at climate change and weather conditions and all these other factors. That goes without saying.
At the federal level, the government announced in December a parliamentary inquiry into the impact of vegetation management policy on bushfires, which will assess, among other things, the science and research behind land clearing and hazard reduction burning.
Julia Holman reporting.